Don't shoot. I am just the messenger. Just because you might not like the message, or maybe you're going to love it, you can't take it out on the messenger. But that is what Splash exists here to do, as a media brand for a business-to-business, trade professional, information, education, keep you across. There are changes to legislation. If you are an employee or an employer, you need to know about it. We're going to talk about that today. Going to give you, again, a kick in the pants to motivate you to get registered for Splash Trade Expo coming up. And we look at some other happenings and going on, as we typically do, around the industry. We'll see you on the other side. Ready, set, splash. Let's go. Making chlorinators is what we do at AIS. This laser focus has brought us recognition as a global leader, winning countless international and national awards. Our technology is operating in over 55 countries worldwide. Our claims are backed by university research and data. Our customer testimonials prove the value of our technology's benefits, ease of operation, reliability, and service. Find out how your customers can benefit from our 30 years of innovation and excellence at aiswater.com.au today. It's been great to see so many people get involved in Laps for Life. I'd be surprised if you haven't heard of this. So many in our industry around the pool and spa industry, the swimming industry, have been involved in this. Laps for Life has raised $3.4 million to support youth mental health. In March, 10,519 participants swam a total of 97,642. Oh, so close to the 100,000 Ks. Where were you? If only you had have done your part, we would have cracked that 100,000 kilometers. Don't ask me if I did it. Raising $3.5 million to support youth mental health through the Laps for Life initiative. Laps for Life been swimming to raise money for this since 2019, with swimmers taking part across Australia all the way. The money gets used to help support Reach Out, the leading online mental health service in Australia, supporting young people. So terrific to see that happening again and with such success. Maybe you can be a part of it next year and help them crack the 100,000 kilometers worth of swimming. Well, we all love in our industry, don't we, a bit of a merge or an acquisition. I suppose this kind of comes close to fitting that. Hello, New Zealand. How are my Kiwi friends? Swimmart has expanded in New Zealand as Paramount Pools. Yeah, that'd be a well-known name in New Zealand, joins the retail network. So Australasian Swimming Pool and Spa Franchise Network, Swimart. Hello, Swimart, have merged with Paramount Pools in New Zealand, expanding its presence from 6 to 9 stores and mobile operations. Paramount is converting 3 of its locations to Swimart, which will add to Swimart's existing 4 retail stores and 2 mobile operations in Kiwi land. Paramount has 2 other outlets under a different ownership structure, which are not converting yet. Rick Graham, who is Swimmart's Executive Officer for Australia and New Zealand, emphasized the significance of the merger as pivotal and part of the Swimmart's growth strategy. Swimart acknowledges, and I quote Rick here, Swimart acknowledges the rich history of Paramount Pools within the New Zealand market and commits to honouring its legacy, end quote. He goes on to say the additional scale that Swimart gains from these locations will allow it to deliver a new benchmark when it comes to servicing retail customers. Only the beginning of our partnership, as we see so many future opportunities for collaboration and innovation, says Rick Graham, again, Swimart's EO. Well, congratulations, Swimart and Paramount. We look forward to good days ahead in New Zealand. And speaking of New Zealand, I can't wait to see the plane loads, as usual, coming over from Kiwi right across the Tasman, landing in the Gold Coast in August this year. So much happening. What's happening? What, you don't know? Of course you know. If you don't know, then just make a fist and give yourself a punch in the head, because Splash is on. Yes, the Splash Trade Expo, once every 2 years, completely sold out. The amount of interest that I am receiving from around the world on this is unbelievable. I recently took a couple of weeks leave, had the chance to go to India for a wedding. That was amazing all in itself. I'm back. The amount of emails that continue to come through from around the world with interest in this event, it is completely sold out. As far as exhibiting space goes. But If you want to be a part, an informed part, a growing professional part of this industry, then you can't miss this as an attendee. So maybe you're not exhibiting, but you should be attending and seeing the exhibitors. You should be coming and connecting with all of the industry that will be there, all of the connection opportunity to do business, partnership, networking, handshaking events that are available around Splash. Make sure you get on splash.online. You'll see the expo tab. All of the information is there, all the event details, the seminar sessions that will be had to help and aid your learning and professional development and inspiration around your job. Industry drinks, the all industry drinks night will be on after the first day of the trade show, leading into the National Awards of Excellence. The National Awards of Excellence have had more award nominations for our industry received than ever before, which will achieve an incredible result. The awards become more and more prestigious the more and more industry takes it up. We now have incredibly prestigious industry awards. They are not a fait accompli. They are a competitive selection and cross-section of our rich industry presenting its best work. It is the best of the best. So again, not an event that you want to miss, the National Awards of Excellence, and be there just to connect, network, and see who in the industry is leading the way and being recognized. Women in Industry event. There's the after party. Oh my gosh, the after party. Oh, just hit my sweet spot. After party is the pinnacle event for our industry every 2 years to really let our hair down and celebrate who we are. We've done our black tie event the night before with the Awards of Excellence that I've just spoken about. We've been on the floor for 2 days meeting and greeting and learning and knowing and growing with each other. And then on the Thursday night, we put on, basically the theme is pool party. Come in a pair of board shorts and singlet and a pair of, well, what I'm wearing right now, believe it or not, a pair of Crocs. That's what we're going to do. We're just going to have a great party, a full band, drinks. There'll be hors d'oeuvres and those things on canapes, that's what they're called, being served. Be plenty of entertainment going around to just have laughs, make memories, bring your team, bring people along. It is the pinnacle event. I had the opportunity to do a similar one in Germany some time ago for the aquatics pool and spa industry. They had, well, thousands of people turn up, and it is a night not to be missed. And that's what we've created here. We ran one 2 years ago. It was an overwhelming success. Those that were there know about it. Make sure you're coming back and you're bringing your friends along. Let's make it bigger than ever. The biggest industry event in history in the Southern Hemisphere. It's going to be epic. It's going to be huge. If you are not there, you will have Romo. That is the regret of having missed out. I don't want you to have that. I am hype. I am the hype man on this, but it's more than hype. There is substance to be had, to be found for our industry. You need to be there. You need to get online. You need to book this in. It's free to register. It's free. Just be there. You've got no excuse. Make the time. It's the middle of the year. It's winter. It's on the Gold Coast. It's 2 days. Make a week of it. Come on up. It's a tax write-off. It's a business conference, and it's going to be good for you. Can't wait to see you there. Summer is now here, and our friends at Pentair, one of Australia's largest pool equipment suppliers and manufacturers, are ready to help pool owners around the nation get their pools ready for everyone to enjoy. Family and friends can swim their way through summer and enjoy everything the backyard swimming pool has to offer. Who needs to go away on an expensive holiday to enjoy time with friends and family? Time at home, making great memories in your own backyard swimming pool means no driving, no packing, and no stress. It's the best staycation around. Choose only the best. A pool powered by Pentair. Right, we are going to get into some technical, possibly boring, but very important changes in legislation that we want you to be across. The risk of not being across these changes in legislation is that ignorance is no excuse under the law. There are changes for employers, in particular in employee relations management. We're going to start with a look at superannuation, but then beyond that, into a whole range of different workplace rules and laws that have changed, making sure that you're across those. We'll do that right after the break. Introducing the Zodiac Freerider Cordless Pool Cleaner, the ultimate solution for hassle-free pool maintenance. Say goodbye to cumbersome cords and tangled hoses. This innovative pool cleaner effortlessly navigates all pool surfaces, ensuring a thorough clean every time. Its powerful suction and scrubbing brushes remove dirt, leaves, and debris, trapping all the mess in its dual filtration basket. Experience the convenience and efficiency of the Zodiac Freerider cordless pool cleaner today. Visit our website to learn more. Zodiac Freerider, unleashed cleaning power. Well, while we don't like complexity, we do like compliance. We've spoken before on this program that staying out of prison and keeping your business solvent is always a good thing. And just being on top of legislation. One of the updates that's just happened, provided to us through HR Anywhere, is designed to help you as an industry, as business, as employees and employers stay on top of changes to superannuation legislation. This is really quite new what's happened here. So let's try and walk through it. Just as a side note, in order to stay up to date on these things, of course, splash.online is a terrific place to make sure you're visiting, going through the latest news articles, subscribing free to the e-news. Once every 2 weeks, we put out e-news to keep you updated on these industry things. And of course, flicking through the magazine and taking time just to learn and read at a deeper level what's going on. But please do make use of the resources that are there from Splash for industry for you. So what does that actually look like? Well, HR Anywhere, as I said, have provided an update on several law changes relating to employment, including changes to superannuation in the Fair Work Act. What does it all mean? Well, superannuation, it's an entitlement. We know that, has been for a long time. But it's now under the National Employment Standards, otherwise known as the NES. Government loves a good acronym. Most of the time I have NFI, WTF, it means OMG. And in the Fair Work Act as of 1st January 2024. So the NES in the Fair Work Act as of January 2024. So employees covered by the NES or the National Employment Standards can now seek to remedy unpaid super under the Fair Work Act if the ATO hasn't already commenced proceedings in relation to that super. Secondly, the NES entitlement to super aligns the super guarantee that's been in place. So if you're meeting your obligations under super laws, you're also meeting your obligations under the other, i.e. being Fair Worked. But if you are in breach of super, you'll also be breaching Fair Work Act. You can't not manage your super and not be in breach of the Fair Worked Act. They trigger each other now, and that's what's new. Where it gets a little bit complex is employees who are in the National Workplace Relations System, and that's because their state referred their powers to make workplace laws from themselves to the Commonwealth. And in that case, those ones are exempt from this entitlement, although they may have an entitlement under another industrial relations instrument. So it does get a bit complex, and this is where resources like HR Anywhere become very important. So please go to splash.online, look at this article, and follow the links. An updated Fair Work Information Statement, which again, of course, we've got a link through to that for you, has been released by the Fair Work Ombudsman incorporating this new entitlement, needs to be provided to all new employees and supersedes earlier versions of the statement. So, closing the loophole laws. In the coming 12 months, a number of changes to the Fair Work Act are being implemented. But from December 15th, 2023, so just 4 or 5 months ago, the initial changes have already been made. Number one, employees, unions, and host employees can now apply to the Fair Work Commission for new types of orders relating to labour hire employees, whereby the labour hire employer must pay their employees supply to a host employer at least the same rate they would receive under the host employment's industrial instrument. So that is about consistency and retaining entitlements, no matter the particular arrangement on that. Secondly, new discrimination protections for employees experience family and domestic violence. It is unlawful for an employer to dismiss an employee who is experiencing these hardships. Small business redundancy rules. This is the next one. Small business redundancy rules. If a large business downsizes its workforce to become a small business, that is defined by being less than 15 employees, they may still be required to provide severance payments as per large business. This next point relates to where we started around super, which is essentially that workplace delegates now have new rights and protections under the Fair Work Act with new applicable general protection rules. Next point's another subtle but significant change as well. Well, it's got to do with the right of entry rules, so the right of entry into your business workplace. The requirement for officials assisting a state or territory work health and safety representative to hold an entry permit under the Fair Work Act has been removed. They no longer need to hold that entry permit, assuming that means that right of entry prevails to any state or territory official assisting a work health and safety investigation. There's also some changes to workers' compensation and workplace health and safety laws as part of closing loophole laws. On 1st of July 2024, the bill also criminalises industrial manslaughter and increases maximum penalties under federal occupation health and safety laws. This change will bring the federal OHS regime in line with most of the states and territories, including South Australia, which recently passed the Work Health and Safety Industrial Manslaughter Amendment Bill, making industrial manslaughter a criminal offence in South Australia. That bill will also expand access to workers' compensation for first responders in relation to post-traumatic stress disorders and bring silica and silica-based illness in line with asbestos under the Asbestos Safety and Eradication Agency. Under these new laws, the intentional underpayment of wages will be criminalised. These won't start before 1st of January 2025. So a group of changes that already happened, you need to be aware of some significant changes there with right of access and workplace rights for employees, I suppose. I am the messenger here. Please don't shoot the messenger, whether you like these, love these, or despise them. This is what it is. And as I said, we don't like complexity, but we do like compliance because we want our business to run with compliance and excellence, obviously. Building something terrific that you do for consumers, for communities into the future. So some things that have already changed, some things that will be changing on July of this year, and then the criminalisation of the intentional underpayment of wages, that starts on January 1, 2025. So if you're intentionally underpaying wages now, maybe would be a good time to stop. Employee authorised deductions. Fair Work has always had specific requirements when it comes to making deductions from employees for reasons that include overpayments. However, Fair Work has now provided instruction around employee authorised deductions from pay that are either one-off or recurring for specific amounts or for amounts that change from time to time. In order for an employee to make a lawful deduction under Fair Work, employees need written permission from the employee and follow the rules about when these deductions are allowed and how they need to be recorded. There may also be further information about lawful deductions in awards and registered agreements. So let me just say again, I'm just the messenger on this. Complexity, well, it just adds complexity, doesn't it? Time and thought and processes. But we do like compliance and making sure that you, as our industry businesses serving the needs of consumers and communities, remain able to do so and not under threat from breaches of changes to legislation. Dive into savings with EcoStar, Australia's most efficient 7-star pump from Hayward. EcoStar variable speed pump maximises performance while minimising energy costs. With cutting-edge technology, EcoStar circulates water quietly and seamlessly, ensuring a sparkling pool every dip. Say goodbye to high bills and hello to the ultimate in pool pump efficiency. Upgrade today and make a splash with the EcoStar, where performance meets savings. Visit au.hayward.com or call now to discover EcoStar, the pinnacle of pool pump efficiency from Hayward. Well, we spoke before about the incredible activation of industry entering awards for, well, be it innovation, be it excellence, well, they're all excellence, on product, service, people, etc., etc. It's super cool. These awards are being judged at the moment. It's too late to enter for this year, but get yourself ready for next year. Awards will be open a little bit later in the year so that you've got time to prepare for that. They open for several months, so missing out is not really an excuse. Make sure that you do get your teams booked in for the events that are coming up. They're at spazaawards.com.au. Just one word, spazaawards.com.au. And you'll scroll down and you'll see all the events, little coloured box, Queensland's blue, South Australia's green, ACT's boring and beige, which kind of suits the ACT, doesn't it? Hello, ACT. You click over the little state name, QLD, SA, hover over that, give it a click. That will take you in to be able to book tickets and make sure you do not miss out on your seat, your table, your team at these events. So they're going to commence from the 15th of June in Queensland and go right up to the National Awards that we spoke about, which of course you're going to be at our Black Tie Pinnacle event at the Splash Trade Expo. Is the National Gala event. It's going to be something else. Can't wait to see you there. While I was in India recently, I had a jacket made. I got measured. They made it in 6 hours. You'll be able to have a look at my jacket and see whether it's a pretty good job for 6 hours or if maybe it looks like it was made in 6 hours. You can let me know, but you've got to be at the events to see me in my my brand new jacket. Love a new jacket. Really looking forward to seeing you there. Until next time, ready, set, splash. Thank you.